Have you started asking the question, how much should I spend on my wedding photographer? If so, this episode is for you. After listening to this episode, I want you to be able to confidently choose a wedding photographer that is well-equipped, that you get along with, and that is the right investment for you and your partner. You should have a wedding day that is original to yours and your partner's personalities, that you can look back on with no regrets.
Hi, we're Samuel and Maria with the Gernon's Photography based in Chicago, Illinois.
We are passionate about artfully and authentically capturing love stories and helping you have the wedding that embraces who you really are.
On this podcast, we talk with wedding industry professionals to give you priceless tips and tricks for wedding planning and to help you get the most out of your wedding photos.
Thanks for joining us. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for joining me today on this episode. This is Samuel. Maria is not with me here today, but she says hello and she misses you all. All right. So like you heard in the intro, we're going to be talking about how much money you should spend on your wedding photographer. What part of your budget should go towards your wedding photos? And so if you Google this question, which you probably have done, and that may be how you found this episode, you're going to get all kinds of answers. The first things that are going to come up are probably articles from The Knot and Wedding Wire, which have some helpful information in there, but some of it's a little dated and it's not very cookie cutter. The answer to this question is not cookie cutter. So I want to go over how you should determine what part of your budget should go towards your wedding photographer, and also put some popular myths or misconceptions to rest. The first one is the 10% rule. So if you've never heard of the 10% rule, essentially what that is saying that 10% of your budget should be allotted for your wedding photography. While that isn't completely incorrect, it's not absolutely right for everyone. The reason why is because wedding photography is more important to some than others. So some people want to be absolutely sure that they find a true professional wedding photographer who's able to deliver a cohesive gallery of photos and even equally as important, in our opinion, is able to give you just a good, enjoyable experience, not boring, not uncomfortable, who you can really just feel yourself around. That is extremely important. Other couples might be willing to take a risk and possibly compromise quality and the experience in order to save a little bit of money. I would never recommend this. That is something a lot of couples choose to do, and that is fine. I think the first point that is important to get across here is, are you willing to take a risk? There is a risk you're taking when you hire a more budget wedding photographer. So maybe you came to this blog post or this podcast because you just want the cut and dry answer. How much does a wedding photographer cost? And unfortunately, that's not a super easy question to answer. There are a lot of variables that go into it. The short answer is $1,000 to $10,000. Yeah, I know. That's not helpful. So let me break it down a little more. And I want to also go in into a little bit of why wedding photographers charge the amounts that they do, because there is a system to it. It's not just random. So the first thing you have to consider is your location. Wedding photographers' rates will vary greatly depending on where you're located. For example, in Chicago, where we are located right now, wedding photographers average out between $4,000 and $6,000 for around 8 hours of coverage. Some can be considerably more, some can be considerably less, but that tends to be the median. Now, in Richmond, Virginia, where we were located for the first 3 years of our business, it's a little less expensive. The average tends to be anywhere from $3,500 to $5,500. That is just because it is a smaller city, it's less competitive. The average income is also considerably lower in Richmond, Virginia, compared to Chicago. So a side note here, if you know that you want a true professional wedding photographer, that you do not want to take any risks on there being something go wrong with your wedding photos, or like if say you find a wedding photographer who you just really get along with, but they are a little bit more on the pricey side. Just know that a lot of photographers can work with you on payment plans. For example, we do offer payment plans for our couples. So we can do monthly payments or we can do quarterly payments depending on how far out the wedding is from when you booked. So something to keep in mind and ask photographers as you are interviewing them or having conversations with them. The next thing I want to talk about is packages and pricing. So it's really challenging to compare photography packages because there really is no such thing as a standard package. For example, a photographer may charge an extra fee for having a second photographer on site, while others, like us, include two photographers in all of our wedding packages. So when you're deciding who to hire as your wedding photographer, remember that all wedding photography prices and packages are a little bit different. When talking with photographers and starting these conversations, make sure to ask questions. I can't emphasize this enough. Find out what the prices include. And if you're comparing packages of other photographers, make sure that you're really getting an idea of what the packages include so that you are comparing apples to apples. But even more importantly than that, you should really be focusing on, do I get along with this person? Because you're going to be spending a lot of time with your wedding photographer for your engagement session, for planning, making the timeline up to your wedding day. And then on your wedding day, you're going to be spending the entire day with your wedding photographer. So you really want to make sure that you get along with them. So when you're starting to have these conversations with potential photographers, here are a few questions that we recommend you ask. You can ask them, why should I hire you? Or why is your price higher than others I've talked to, if that's the case? Or flip that around. Maybe you really like their work and their prices are considerably lower than other photographers you've talked to. That is also a good question to ask. Why are your prices so much lower than other people? Typically, that's going to be because either maybe they're not a full-time photographer, or they've just not been in business as long and shot as many weddings. Definitely something important to ask. You don't need to worry so much about asking photographers what kind of equipment they use, things like that. There are some blogs that you might read that say that you should ask your photographer this, but just know that if you're hiring a professional photographer who's been around, they're going to be using great equipment, and equipment does not always affect the quality of the photos. To an extent, it does, but that is not something that you should be worrying about when you're talking with your photographer. So the next thing is skill and experience. For example, you might find two wedding photographers in the same area, both offering similar products and services, but their wedding prices might differ by sometimes even several thousand dollars. Usually, why that is it can usually be narrowed down to skill, equipment, and experience. That is, if you've already compared the packages and they are apples to apples. So, story time. When we were getting started with our wedding photography, we had very little experience, obviously. And our prices were much lower than they are right now. Over the years, as we've refined our skills, we've invested money in the best equipment. We have invested a lot of money in education from other wedding photographers and business owners to get to where we are today. And the artistry of our work has increased. And along with that, our prices. The saying, you get what you pay for, is absolutely true when it comes down to wedding photography and videography. And really any other skilled trade or service being provided, especially if it has an artistic element to it. So say you're looking at looking for wedding photographers. Let's just create a scenario here. You are looking for wedding photographers on Instagram and you find a couple that you really like. I want to let you know that just because they have a beautiful feed on Instagram does not mean that they can deliver a cohesive, beautiful final gallery of photos that really tell a story. So what you need to be doing once you initially find some contenders who you might want to talk with, you should be going to their website and you should be looking at their full wedding galleries. This is a very important one. We think that being able to tell a story and evoke the emotion that was really there in the moment is so incredibly important, especially when it comes to weddings. Also, this is a no-brainer, but be sure you're checking your reviews. So you can always go to the photographer's website and check out their client testimonials, but I also highly recommend that you check out their Google reviews. It's just a good practice. So I wasn't planning originally on talking about this, but kind of just inspired right now. So a lot of couples, when they're initially looking for wedding photographers, or any vendor for that matter, might have trouble, you know, understanding why is this person charging, you know, $8,000 to take photos. And so I just want to give you, just for a minute here, a little bit of insight to a why, like why prices are what they are for wedding photography. So like any business, there's a lot that goes into running a wedding photography business. We have everyday expenses and recurring expenses, such as bookkeeping software, photography software. Any professional photographer who's been around for years has $10,000 to $20,000 in equipment and sometimes more. Education. Every year, Maria and I are spending money taking courses from other wedding photographers or business specialists to just grow our knowledge and be able to offer more to our clients and just grow our business. So that's another thing that can go into determining the price that someone is charging. Some other things to be thinking about. Because we are self-employed, most wedding photographers are self-employed and not working under some big organization. We have to pay for our own health insurance. We have to contribute to our own retirement. We don't have the luxury of contributing to a 401k and getting a match from our employer. Those are a couple really big expenses that people don't think about. Also, as it's pretty obvious, but sometimes can be overlooked. Everyone has a different quality of life that they want to live. So, I mean, some people really desire to live in an extravagant house and drive really nice cars, and there's nothing wrong with that. And some people, their priorities are different. They don't mind living in a one-bedroom apartment. They don't mind driving a beater car around. The lifestyle that the person you're talking to is trying to live also contributes to their prices, something else to consider. So, end of that rant. But I really do hope that puts things into perspective for you if you were asking that question like, wow, why is wedding photography so expensive? These people are just taking photos. Well, that's really not true. We do a lot more than just take the photos. And another thing, we are very involved with our couples. We want to be there for them for anything they may need. We help with planning. We help with developing a timeline. We spend countless hours putting resources together, like this podcast and like the blog posts that we have written on our blog, educating our couples on how to have a seamless wedding, how to make it as enjoyable as possible, and how to make it unique to their personalities. Like, we are really intentional about providing more than just photos, but really helping contribute to them having an all-around fantastic wedding experience. Oh yeah, so this is a huge one. I can't believe I almost forgot this. When you're searching out photographers, what I would suggest you to do is to pick maybe 2-3 that you really, really like, and inquire with them on their website. And then once you inquire, be sure that you aren't just saying, hey, can you send me your prices? It is really important to get on the phone with them and to really, one, make sure that your personalities mesh, that you like them, to get a good idea of what their packages entail, because reading through a price sheet with packages, you really can't get the best idea of what all it includes, and they may leave out things. So really be getting on the phone, getting on a Zoom call, meeting in person, and asking them, you know, what I see here your packages, but like, tell me more about it. What does this include? how involved are you in the planning process, things of that nature. I can't emphasize that enough. And you should be doing this with all of your wedding vendors, not just price shopping, which, I mean, obviously, if you have a budget, you have to keep that in mind. But you might be thinking like, you know, I just want to have them send me their price list because I don't want to waste their time or I don't want to waste my time. But if you really, really like their work, it will be great for you to have a conversation. So I don't want to keep y'all too long. So I'm going to kind of wrap it up there. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope this is helpful. If it was, please consider sharing this with a friend who may be engaged. That would really mean a lot to us. By supporting us in this podcast, you're supporting our family. And I cannot thank you enough for that. It means the world to Maria and I. A couple other things just before I wrap up here. I want to let you know that you can now ask questions to be answered on the show. So just go to thegernans.com/podcast. And you can ask your questions, submit your questions at the bottom of that page. We have all kinds of wedding vendors on here. A lot of times wedding planners who usually charge a lot of money for it. Their advice, but they're willing to come on here and give you advice for free. So if you have questions, please ask them and we would love to get them answered for you. And if not us, hopefully a guest can answer it. So once again, thank you so much for listening and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Thank you.